life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Thanks for listening. Brian Smith and Anthony Askew here on episode 152 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. And joining us today to discuss Avengers Confidential, Black Widow and the Punisher, is nobody. It was meant to be Debbie, but apparently her power keeps on going on and off today due to the weather.
That's understandable.
And if you hear any winds in the background of the podcast, that is also the weather.
It has stopped raining here now, but it is
pretty breezy.
I don't think I'm going to get any of this tropical storm, you know. I think I'm safe. I think I'm just out on the outskirts.
You could be.
Where it's going to hit. It's raining, but that's normal, so it's fine.
Okay, but before we get to that, some idiot picked Paranoia Agent as Weekly Retro Recap, and so he's got to do a recap of it now.
I'm pleased it wasn't me.
Episode 1, here we go. Let's try and explain what this episode was about. So, this episode was mainly about a woman called Tsukiko, who is a character designer at a design company, who previous to this episode starting had come up with a character called Moromi, which was a big hit. And that character is a sort of a reddish-pink beanbag dog. Obviously,
can you get those as a plushie because of the show or not?
I don't remember. I'm going to guess they probably made some to promote them, but whether you can buy them, I don't know.
Yeah.
But was Beanie Babies still a thing in 2004?
Oh, they've never not been a thing.
But there was there was a while when people were buying them as investments, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And there was like stalls on markets. It was just, that was all they sold, was just Beanie Babies. God. Nothing else. But yeah, he's kind of like a Beanie Baby type thing. He's obviously got, but he's, all the beans are in his big beanie bag head. And she has to come up with a new design by next Monday.
Pressure.
She's under pressure, and as she's on the way home, does she drop under the car? Is it Moromi?
It's a design.
It's the design, which is a pretty terrible design.
It is. It's not very good.
At least she didn't delete that one, because earlier we saw her just deleting every design she was coming up with.
And some of them looked okay. Well, started out okay.
Yeah. And she rips her jacket, and then all of a sudden she is attacked by a young man on roller skates carrying a bent baseball bat.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the episode sort of deals with the fallout from that. People at work think she faked it. The police, or at least one of the detectives, think she might have faked it.
A fan, the internet.
The internet thinks she's faked it. There's a tabloid journalist who's investigating it, who is the best. I think he's the standout character in this episode.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, not for good reason, but he's a horrible person.
Played by the guy who played Rao.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And apparently he's also was the dub voice for Bob Hoskins a lot in Japan. Which then that one makes more sense of him playing this sort of role.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you could see Bob Hoskins playing this sort of role. Except of course he does things with animation that you couldn't do with his impressions that he does when he's interviewing Tsukiko.
You could add some quick cuts and a
That's
bit.
That's true. Right,
it
yeah.
could be done, but. It would look weird in film.
But it works really well in animation.
It does.
By the end of the episode, he too has been attacked by the young man with the golden bat. And so maybe she wasn't making it up after all.
Yeah.
So the other main characters we get introduced to here are, there's an old man who the journalist, Akiko, had hit in some sort of
You don't really find out how yet.
No,
and he's a bit loopy, this old guy.
Yeah, and we first meet him, in fact I think the episode starts with him writing out equations in chalk in the hospital car park, the answer of which is 510,
which is her bed, her flat.
Yeah, her flat number.
Yeah, creepy.
There's also a homeless woman, old lady, who was the only witness.
Who's very short.
Yes.
I'd like to mention that.
There is, and the two cops, you've got Keiichi, who's the older cop, and Mitsuhiro, who's the younger one.
And it's kind of like a good cop, bad cop. At least when first get interviewed.
Yeah, at least to begin with. I remember that changes slightly as it goes along. Into sane cop, mad cop.
Oh, really?
Have you not seen this before?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the first
time. This is literally the first time.
Well, to be exact, no. I remember watching the first episode way back when. I didn't like it.
Did you not?
The young me
didn't
wasn't
like
a fan of well-crafted storytelling. he wanted action, so... Just didn't... At the time, I don't know. I can't remember what else I was watching, but it just didn't appeal. Whereas now, it's just exactly what I want to watch. So I enjoyed it.
Really good. It's ridiculously good. It weirdly now looks old because of the technology, which is right at the forefront at the start with everyone using their mobile phones. it's not just that they're old mobile phones, it's that people are talking on their mobile phones. That was the thing, which I think if you did it now, they'd just be texting or using social media.
It looks good. I mean, it's obviously 2004, but
yeah,
I think it looks good. I was watching it in 1080p, and it looks really good, actually. So,
if you get the DVD, I think the first volume has got storyboards for episode one.
Okay.
And Satoshi Kon's storyboards are insanely detailed. Like almost needlessly so. It's like, why have you put this much effort into storyboards? And he also kind of, unfortunately, in the documentary bit, kind of gives away what the story is about. Not in terms of plot, but in terms of theme.
Oh, okay. Bear in mind, I don't know.
No.
I don't
think it really comes across, actually, in the show. But if we get to episode 12, I'll say exactly what he says.
Okay. I hope we do get that far, because I'm worried, because I feel, if anything, you're going to say, yeah, it starts to get a bit boring here.
No. I like it all the way through. But
okay,
I can see a point where you might pull the plug.
I don't know. I like all this psychological thriller and, you know, I don't know. I'll be surprised. At this rate, I'm really liking it. If it holds up to this first episode, I can't see why I would do that. But we'll see.
And it's only going to get more complicated to do a synopsis of, at least for the first seven episodes, I think.
Oh, God.
There's more, because you've seen the opening theme. There's loads of characters who we've not really met yet. I think you occasionally get glimpses of them in this episode. Mm-hmm. But that opening theme as well is so good. And the ending theme. It's just a really great package. So I want someone to re-release it on Blu-ray so I can buy it. Unfortunately, I think episode 8 is censored by the BBFC.
Oh, really? So
in this country, so... Which is unfortunate, because that is my favourite episode. But we can talk about that if
in 8 weeks' time, hopefully.
Yeah, 7 weeks' time.
7 weeks' time, yeah. Fingers crossed.
And the other note I made was the bit where he goes, Akio, the journalist, goes to use the internet at that cafe.
which says,
experience high-speed internet now.
Oh, I wasn't so much talking about that as when
it was how he got the kids to help him use the computer.
Yeah, just... You wouldn't. He's just a bad person. He is the extreme.
You didn't like him when he was licking that ice cream. Then.
Oh no, he's a horrible pervert, and he ties a cherry stem into a knot. That's just instant sleaze. If somebody
is that right?
It's true.
That was pretty sexy in Twin Peaks when Sheldon bent it. Don't you like it when this frog-faced journalist does it?
Not the same, but. I'm sure he would fit into the Twin Peaks universe probably pretty well.
But he's drawn very much like a sort of human frog almost, isn't he?
Yeah. I do like him, though.
Yeah, he's a great character. Okay. Yeah,
definitely watched episode 2. Definitely.
On to something a little less rewarding. Avengers Confidential, Black Widow and the Punisher.
Hmm.
This came out, I think, last week in the UK, and it's been out a few months longer in the US.
It's that new.
It's that new.
I cannot believe that.
To tide you over until the Avengers are back.
I'm happy to wait. If this is what we've got to put up with, I'm just happy to wait it out. It's not that bad. But go on. You set this one up, I think.
Okay. Right, hang on. I'm going to struggle to remember what happened in the first half of it. That's why I'm going to have to bring up Wikipedia. Because I watched the first half, and then I finished watching it today. And I vaguely remembered what happened, but no details of what happened in the first half.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, the second half's a lot more exciting. In that it's just one long fight. Okay, so the Punisher is investigating some crime, as he does, by shooting everybody involved, which pisses off S.H.I.E.L.D. because they were staking those criminals out to find out where they were getting these super weapons from and try and trace them to this organisation called Leviathan, who have got stolen S.H.I.E.L.D. technology. So, as apparently the Punisher and Nick Fury have some sort of history together, mm-hmm. He sends him along with Black Widow to find out about this terrorist organization. And it turns out that Black Widow's ex-boyfriend, Elias Starr, he was a S.H.I.E.L.D. scientist, I believe.
That's what they say.
Had turned traitor and stolen technology and taken it to Leviathan, which is run by a character called Orion.
What's the technology? It's just like lasers and whatnot.
Yeah, it's all sorts of things. It's lasers, it's superhuman, turning people into superhuman puppets, mind control technology. Yeah, because Black Widow meets Elias, they have a conversation I can't remember.
he still loves her and...
That's it, yeah, I'll get to more of that.
She can't love him because he's a traitor.
And then they've got that mobile phone, which they take to Amadeus Cho, who's a teenage genius. And he tries to hack it, but the phone uses a flashing light to hypnotize the Punisher. And the Punisher just kills a load of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents while hypnotized.
It's incredibly harsh, that, actually.
It is.
It's really harsh.
Before Amadeus manages to destroy the phone.
Because it's going to blow up.
Yes, it's a bomb as well as a hypnotism. Then they trace everything, they lock the Punisher up for being a murderer, Black Widow frees him, they head to Madripoor, of course, because whenever there's some sort of criminal international waters, or in international waters, you're going to go to Madripoor, where they're going to auction off this technology to various villainous cameos. There's the Grim Reaper, Graviton, Griffin, Taskmaster, Count Nefaria, and Baron Zemo. I think only Baron Zemo gets to say something.
Is that the one with the hood?
Yes, the one who declines to take part in the ridiculous fight at the end.
Of course you wouldn't. It's against the Avengers.
I did like that touch thing. It's like, he's like looking over the huge fight and just going, ah, maybe not. Yeah, so they go in. Black Widow convinces the Punisher not to shoot these super soldiers because they're just puppets. So, or not kill them, rather. He continues to shoot them repeatedly in the thighs.
Which would never happen. He would just kill them.
Then the Hulk shows up out of nowhere.
Which is great.
We have Amadeus Cho in tow. And Amadeus,
on his shoulders.
On his shoulders.
What's he grasping onto? He doesn't have like a set of reins.
Just his muscles, I think. His muscles are so well defined, you can just hang on to them. He's got these special glasses which shoot nano machines into your eyes to protect
you. The Hulk doesn't.
Amadeus does.
Just checking. Bruce Banner might.
And then the rest of the Avengers show up to have a fight as well. Black Widow faces off against Elias. Elias has a change of heart. Black Widow and Elias then pair up and face off against Orion.
Which is the worst villain ever.
The Punisher shows up, is about to kill Elias regardless, because he's been a bad man. And then after Elias has handed in his card that he marked earlier in the film as to say, I'm going to die for you later on. The Punisher finishes off Orion by stabbing him in the forehead. And they're going to put Punisher away for murder.
As he should be.
But Nick Fury lets Black Widow take him to prison and somehow he manages to escape. And goes back and kills the guy he was after at the very start of the film.
Yeah, it's pretty well summed up. Yeah, I think you got the good bits anyway.
Definitely
the good bits.
I really can't remember much of the about that first half. Except right at the start, there's some pretty nice action with Punisher just murdering folks.
Slaughtering. it's... But then even then, that gets a bit repetitive. I never thought I would ever say that about the Punisher. But...
That is true. I think the fight against Orion, he's pretty good. The action in that's fine. The fight between Black Widow and Elias Starr. And the Black Widow and the Punisher. I think they do a fairly good job with the Black Widow in that she looks fighting how she should, because wasn't she a ballerina originally turned spy in the comics?
She's doing loads of flips.
Like gymnastics, you know, and stuff, yeah.
Twists and turns. I don't like the look of the Punisher. I prefer a much more grizzled Punisher than this one. He's got a few hairs hanging out of his chin, but it's not...
He's got a grim countenance, and he is sort of JoJo's hooge.
Oh, he is big.
But to be fair, so is Black Widow. In fact, all the superheroes, when they meet up with a normal human, they do seem a bit JoJo's hooge.
Especially Iron Man, not so much. He looks really slender, even in the suit.
That is true, because he's CG, unlike the other characters.
God, Iron Man. Flashbacks to Technovore.
Yes, we should say, to begin with, this is much better than Technovore in terms of things happening.
Yeah, it's not half as dull. Even when this is at its worst, it's not as bad as Technovore.
I think production-wise, it's not as slick as Technovore. Technovore's best thing is the character design for the villain, I think.
I can't remember what he's called now.
The state, it's not Obadiah, because that's the one from... It's his son, isn't it?
Something, yeah.
Yeah. Ezekiel Stane?
Ezekiel, that's the one. That's definitely the one. Definitely. I'm bored of Nick Fury as well. I don't know, everyone always seems to think as soon as Nick Fury walks on screen, it's like the coolest moment. But it's not. I've had enough of him. Samuel Jackson or bloody Michael Jackson, I don't care who steps out. I've had enough.
In this case, it's John Eric Bentley doing the voice.
I thought for a second it might have been Samuel L., but after two words that he says, you realise it's not.
I think he seems to do lots of Nick Fury voices.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Is Nick Fury in Technovore?
And he's played by the same guy.
Okay.
Yeah, the voices which change from Technovore are Black Widow and Punisher. Mm-hmm. So in this one, it's Jennifer Carpenter, who was the sister in Dexter.
Dexter, yeah, another one.
And Brian Bloom takes over from...
Who's Brian Bloom?
He's just a voice actor, I think.
Oh, okay. Because previously, it's the guy from Walking Dead.
Yes.
See, that's the grizzled Punisher. He does a decent job, to be fair. Instead of this Brian Bloom guy. Well, obviously we've got Matt Mercer as Iron Man.
Yeah.
I did laugh at the Punisher's PDA he's got. His little palm pilot. It's like a white iPhone with a little black Punisher skull in the corner. Why? Who would design that for him?
He would. Yeah.
But it's very pretty, I think, for the Punisher. He would have like an old Nokia 3310 or something.
You don't remember the Dolph Lundgren Punisher, man? That was... He didn't wear the skull on his shirt, but he had it on like other things.
I've not seen that film. I've not seen any of the Punisher films, if I'm truthful, which is probably a shame. Or is it?
I'm sure you'll probably get another one now. Marvel have got the Punisher back.
Who had him? Was it...
Sony,
yeah, that's right. Because there was the one with, I can't remember his name, but there's the Dolph Lundgren one, the other one, and then is it Warzone?
Yeah.
Which is more like a a grindhouse film, if I recall. Anything else? Yeah, I didn't hate this. I didn't hate this half as much as what I could have been. I did fall off a few times, not obviously not asleep, but it's just until the Avengers turn up, there's a point where I just really didn't care anymore.
I was pleased once Amadeus Cho showed up, but in part because I like the character, and also in part because his character design offers much more facial expression than Widow and the Punishers do.
I think Iron Man offers more facial expression than the Punisher did. No, not that I dislike. I like Black Widow has really grown on me as a character, which...
Well, I was okay up to a point, but that point being the fight between her and
Stark. Her and Elias.
Because the end of that fight, I thought, that's just some terrible writing.
Is that, I can't even remember what's said. It's just back and forth, isn't it?
Yeah, because he's going, I did this all for you. And then for a while, she's like, you are a psycho for doing all this for me. Because you get that bit where she's like lovingly touching his face with one hand, and then she punches him in the side of the head with the other as she's doing it. Which I thought, yeah, that was great. But then once she's fallen off the walkway and he rescues her,
she goes soft again.
Okay, yeah,
that's all... not how black
no, it's ridiculous. At which point I was like, okay, you're dead. There's no way your character can get out of this alive at this point.
Yeah.
Now you've done that.
And the Punisher must weigh an absolute ton in this film. He can jump off the smallest of ledge and he will bone crush anyone. It's pointless shooting anyone. You might as well jump at them.
That's how many guns he's carrying.
That's true. That's true.
Just think how much Kevlar you have to wear in this world.
That's true. Oh, I didn't like the villain. Orion is just... We hear about him. He turns up and then... was he a person? Was it someone in that suit? I have no idea.
He's from Secret Warriors...
Oh, so he's actually a villain from the comics?
Yeah, I think he's called Orion in that. Because Leviathan are from Secret Warriors.
Okay.
So in Secret Warriors it's revealed that... I'm going to sneeze in a second. That's not revealed that. But
that's a big reveal.
It is. It's revealed that S.H.I.E.L.D., Hydra, Zodiac, Leviathan, and maybe the Hand, I can't remember, were all part of this... the Wheel of the Zodiac previously. And so which was an organisation set up by Leonardo da Vinci.
Mm.
But then they splintered into all these other groups.
Alright, okay. Which isn't at all mentioned in this, don't...
No, they're not, they don't tie that into that. But that character design is pretty much what he had, if I remember. Very similar.
I mean, he looks okay, I suppose. It's just, he feels so paper thin in terms of, as a villain. It's just like, there he is, we've got to fight him.
Hey, it kind of felt a bit like that in Secret Warriors when he first turned up. Because they didn't really give you the explanation until later. It was like, oh, there's this group called Leviathan, and they've got less interesting characters than Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. have.
It seems like they don't have a plan in this. I understand, you know...
Yeah, I don't know what their plan is.
I'd imagine it's world domination with an army, but it's not a plan. They don't mention it. It's just that they're there and they're in the way.
Yeah, because all they're doing is selling arms in this, isn't it? I don't know what that gets them.
Money?
They say something about redistributing power or something. But all they're distributing it to is a bunch of supervillains.
Who probably have the power? I don't know.
I don't know. Because Taskmaster is a mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
Grim Reaper is just normally obsessed with killing...
Which one is the Grim Reaper?
He's the one with the scythe for an arm.
I don't even remember seeing him.
In the comics, he's Wonder Man's brother.
So yeah, it sounds like it's before my time. Before my...
He's recently been brought back from the dead in Uncanny Avengers.
Okay.
But yeah, he used to want to try and kill the Vision all the time because the Vision's personality was based on his brother's personality.
I see. Yeah. I liked, Graviton in this. He's got a good bit. Where the Hulk just punches him.
Yeah, I was like, have they met before in other cartoons? I think the only thing they'd met in was Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, I think. So unless they're... I don't think they're specifically saying this is in that same continuity.
Because they do... It's laid out like the Hulk has a grudge.
Yeah.
Against him for something.
Don't know why.
I mean, I don't think grudges should be held, because after Castle's antics, killing all the innocent men... He's just let off the hook. He, like, even Black Widow doesn't really care. It's, I don't know. That bit where he's killing all the innocent men, they should have at least... I mean, it makes it more badass, I suppose, but it's harsh. Because what age certificate's this?
Oh, I can't remember. I
mean, can't be anything too hefty, but it seems...
I'm going to guess 12, but I will check.
It seems too hefty for... I don't know. I don't know who it's really aimed for. Is this to get people back into Avengers? Because why pick The Punisher?
Well, he was in the last one, and they've got the rights to him. So
make the most of him. Well, yeah, okay. We've got him back. Let's.
It is 12. Join the Avengers in an all-new Marvel animated film. It says here.
I think as a kid, if I was to watch this as a kid, I would be going to school the next day and telling all my friends about it and how good it was.
Because there's a lot of ass shots of the Black Widow in it as well.
There is. There's, yeah. I would have been thinking of the action, not.
But I don't know. 12 years old, I think you might have been.
I don't know.
I remember what I was looking at when I was 13 in superhero comics.
Which was?
The various female X-Men characters.
I don't even know what I was doing at the age. I was probably playing Final Fantasy VII. And looking at pixels. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever see this again. And I would never urge someone to watch it.
No, it's not essential viewing.
Not at all.
But if you've watched Rise of the Technovore and you want to assure yourself that something could be done better, then...
There is hope out there.
Because that was kind of why we watched it. other things to say about it? I did make some more notes. Yes, yeah, so the Avengers which show up in this are Hawkeye, Iron Man, Captain Marvel, War Machine and Thor. And it's the recent Captain Marvel design with her bouffant, which is even crazier in this version of the character design. Hawkeye seems to be...
Jeremy Renner.
Well, no. I thought
you were going to say.
No, it's... what's his face? The same guy Cobra's based on. John Paul Belmondo. It's the sideburns and the nose they've given him in this character.
Okay.
But he's more noticeable in the later scene with him. It's like, because when I first I thought, oh yeah, it's a bit Jeremy Renner, but then later on I was like, oh no, you look like Cobra. So... he gets to say something. Iron Man gets to say something. Captain Marvel, War Machine and Thor are notably quiet.
Thor does a little smile.
Yeah, that's not saying, anything, though.
As many words as you would hope from the god. I like Thor. I don't like Thor so much in the films, but I don't know. Perhaps they're just doing better in a cartoon world. They make him big and godlike.
I've not seen the second film yet.
I've not seen the second.
I like the first one a lot.
It's all. I go in ifs and buts with that. It's amusing.
It's funny, yeah. It's a funny film.
It is a funny film, but I want Thor with a beard for a start. That's my request. More facial hair on the Punisher and Thor with a beard in general.
Anybody, would you like Iron Man to have a beard over his
armour? A stick-on beard with Groucho Marx glasses and nose.
Well, we know War Machine may have a beard underneath, because sometimes that character design does. Did he have a beard in the last one?
War Machine.
Yeah, because he got some lines in the last one, didn't he?
I can't even remember. No, he doesn't.
I'm not going to go back and watch it again to find out. What, anything else to mention? Let's see what the people thought about it on these Amazon reviews.
Cool. They probably loved it.
There's somebody gave it five. Two people gave it five star. Marvel Animated Universe, grow up about time.
What, so they think this is a good adult journey? Is that what they're saying? It's about time that it grew up and it grew up with this?
The changes to the Widow I like as well. She's portrayed a lot older than the other movie. In this, we are seeing a lot less of the sex kitten that has a couple of gadgets. No, you're not.
I think she's sexy as hell in this.
There are loads of butt shots.
There is.
She drives around in a flying motorcycle, which seemingly designed just so they could have loads of breast shots.
Oh, gosh. People are wrong.
Oh, the other 5-star review is, bought this for my 6-year-old who loves it.
See, that's fair. That's exactly what we should be reading on those reviews.
It's a 12 certificate.
Well, I've had this discussion before. I was watching Terminator 2 when I was a very young lad, so... And I didn't turn out any better, any worse than anyone else. So...
Yeah, I think there's other people who've given it 1-star though as well.
See, they're probably adults. If you're an adult, you're probably not really going to enjoy this.
It is cheesy and has an air of a Japanese style to it. That's
what well, he's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong.
I think the writing's the worst part of it.
Watching the corny dialogue. And...
I don't know whether that's something to do with the way it's scripted. So the story's written by Marjorie Liu, who's a comics writer.
Mm-hmm.
But then the script is written by the Japanese team. And then I'm wondering if they then translated that back into English for this version. So whether the script's gradually getting worse and worse as it passes through all these various hands. Because it's just like a total change in Black Widow's behaviour. And even the Punisher's at the end, when he's about to shoot Elias through the head, and then Black Widow says, no, don't shoot him. And then all of a sudden he's on Elias's side going, he's just deluded, you didn't have to kill him. So therefore I'm going to shoot you repeatedly to distract you from me putting a dagger through your head.
Yeah. I mean, the Punisher's a badass, which you want, what you want. He's, except that one bit where he goes soft. Everyone seems to go soft at one point.
Yeah, I think it would be better if either Black Widow had just beaten up Elias in their fight. Or if Punisher had just walked into the room and just shot Elias through the head. Not even giving him a chance to defend himself.
I still don't think I would have liked it much more. I don't know. Is there anything more like this we can watch and kind of...
I'm trying to think. I think there's one more Madhouse one, which was the Hulk versus one.
Okay. Well, I do like the Hulk, so... Do you like the Hulk?
I don't know if they've got any others planned. New Marvel. Oh, and of course, there's Marvel Discworlds. Avengers Discworlds, whatever it's called. The POG anime.
I'm sure that's equally on par with this
and
tech.
And Iron Man, Wolverine, X-Men and Blade, the TV series.
Oh, yeah, we should at least do an episode. I tried... X-Men, and I remember I loved the first episode. It looked fantastic, and then it just goes really boring really fast.
Are they streaming anywhere?
I seem to think Netflix would have them.
That's what I thought, but I don't know if they were there and they've now gone, or if they were never there in the first place.
You dreamt it.
Blade anime. Da-da. Ah, Crackle is where it's at. Oh no, it was there. It's not there anymore.
It'll be so. I'm sure. Sure, I've seen it. It was probably back then, whenever that was. So
trailers and clips. No, I thought it's not even on Marvel's site either. I don't think. I don't know, guys. Listeners, if you know where these are, so we can watch them without having to illegally download them, let us know.
I mean, I'm not saying watch the entire series, because I don't think I could.
No, we could watch the first episode of each one, maybe, for an episode.
Yeah, that sounds good. And you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, haven't you?
Yes, and we should talk about that.
Which I'm more excited to talk about than this, unfortunately.
Well, it's not surprising. One had a lot more effort put into it.
Confidential, yeah?
Yeah, so we're now going to spoil Guardians of the Galaxy probably for you. So if you don't want to know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy, don't stop listening now. So, did you like it?
I really, really like this. Very little Guardians of the Galaxy background prior, other than kind of seeing characters pop up and stuff and not knowing a great deal about them. But so I went in pretty blank slate with this. I really, really liked it. Really, really liked it. Great, well paced. In terms, you know, just the story, it's just delivered really well. And I really want to watch it again, which is rare for some films for me. I always kind of come back to this example where I watched Avengers for a second time and it is just not the same film. Maybe because it's obviously the slow bits, you know, the slow bits are here and how long they're on for. And obviously, you know, what's going to happen, which never helps in a film. But I prefer this to the Avengers. I wish I could go back in time and watch them both side by side and have a definitive opinion. But at present, with Guardians of the Galaxy still fresh, 100% is better than Avengers.
I liked it a lot watching it. Unfortunately, the more I've thought about it after, I've sort of toned that down. I still enjoyed it. But it does have its flaws.
It's genuinely funny, though.
Yes.
It is 100% funny, which
I didn't find it as funny as Iron Man 3, though.
Ah, that is funny, though. That is very funny.
I think Iron Man 3 is the Marvel film I've enjoyed the most.
I do like Iron Man 3, but
I mean, the ending's not very good. But I think the Avengers ending is the best in terms of being able to follow the action.
Yeah, yeah. Mind you, with that said, I did watch Winter Soldier today.
I've not seen Winter Soldier. I hear that.
Which I'd say it's, I probably preferred Guardians of the Galaxy because it's a lot more fun and I suppose less predictable for me because I know, well, obviously I know it was going to be a good ending, but I don't know. It's really good. Winter Soldier is probably better than Avengers as well. As a serious film goes, it's the best. It's a fun Marvel film. Guardians all the time.
Yeah. I think the problem is there's loads of S.H.I.E.L.D. bullshit in going to be in that Captain America film, isn't there? So I think that's the one big plus of Guardians of the Galaxy and Iron Man 3 is there's not much S.H.I.E.L.D. bullshit going on.
See, I'm worried about if, obviously, Guardians 2, which is going to happen. I don't want to know that much more about the Nova Corps.
You probably Nova Corps bullshit.
Yeah, that's where I feel it. And I don't want to see it go that route. I want it to keep the really comical route that it's going down, which it should do. If they've got sense, they will do that. They will do that. What was your flaws? What was your problems with it?
The villain, I think. You're just told he's an extremist for the Kree Empire, but we're not really given any explanation of what the Kree Empire is and why that would necessarily be a bad thing beyond just being an extremist.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Because all we see of the Kree Empire is that guy on video phone to the Xandar Empire. Because conveniently, all of Ronan's people appear to be the undead. So the heroes can destroy them and mutilate them to their pleasure without you feeling uneasy about it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying with the villain, but I feel with this film, it wasn't as... The story didn't need it. I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but the villain's not as important to the story as what the gang of, like, the bunch are. I think what drives it is them do their thing and getting antics themselves. Obviously, it needs some driving point, but
yeah, I think if you want that ending to mean what it is, it would help to know a bit more about the bad guy.
Yeah, that's also true. That's very true.
I still think the performance of him is good, particularly right at the end with his reaction to what Peter Quill does.
Chris Pratt's pretty good. He's going to be in everything shortly. He is. He's like people that want. I know he's in. Is it Jurassic World?
Is that right?
Yeah, he's one of the main characters. He may well be the main character, and because of the they've released a picture with him in a like a hat. Everybody's like, oh, get this guy's Indiana Jones.
He's never going to be able to get back to being fat ever again, is he?
But that's a problem.
Poor fella.
I know, he's... Like, looking back to Parks and Rec, when he's, you know, season one, he's just a normal guy.
Yeah.
Look what he's become. A product of Hollywood and its physical fitness. No, I really enjoyed it. I think it's crazy how popular it's got very quick, which I suppose is expectable for a, you know, a big summer blockbuster. And I mean, I've jumped on the wagon myself. I went and spent like £50 on Guardians of the Galaxy comics and Comixology. And I mean, they're all right. They're not that good, but
which ones do you get? The new series or
I got the 2008 stuff, and I got a few like character specific with like Rocket and Groot. I didn't get the older stuff because I don't necessarily like the look of it. I don't know who's in that bunch of the Guardians either. So, I mean, the comics are all right, but I think the film does probably better with the character designs as well. I don't like the Peter Quill in the comic. He looks more like a firefighter. Like, I don't know. You know which outfit I mean?
Yeah.
Which I prefer the look in the film. I do like that a lot.
The best bit of the film, though, is the spaceship designs.
Yeah, I remember you saying that before it even come out. But yeah, everything looks good.
The NovaCore spaceship designs, particularly the thing they do at the end.
Yeah.
It is crazy. But yeah, it's Chris Foss. He did loads of science fiction covers when I was a kid. And the covers were normally better than the book inside. And it's ridiculous. He worked on the, what's the guy's name? They did the documentary about his Dune, which never got made.
An artist?
No, the director. There's Jodorowsky. His Dune has a documentary about it.
Oh, okay. And why didn't he get his Dune? What's?
Oh, well, I haven't watched the documentary, but I'm sure if you watch the documentary, you'll find out. But yeah, Chris Foss worked on that. He worked on an Alien, though none of his designs ended up in the film.
Oh, Alien.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know he'd... I'm looking at, see, on that Jodorowsky's Dune film, they've got some pictures of the spaceship designs, and you can tell.
Yes, the stripes and things. Which I think he did the NovaCore and the Ravagers ships. Those are the ones which look like his sort of designs.
Mm. Oh, what's that guy called out the Ravager?
Yondu.
I love the... He's got that. Is he in the comics? I presume he is.
He's from the original Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's a lot nicer than that version.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because the original Guardians of the Galaxy come from the year 3000.
Oh, and they travel back in time?
Or people travel
to the future.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, see, I liked him. He was a great... And his weapon, his... Well, arrow that you can control, yes. That is...
Yeah, he was able to control his arrows by whistling in the comic, though he normally fired them out of a bow.
Mm. Which is good. Not quite as good as this singular arrow that he seems to have as a pet. But I do like that moment where you finally see it in action. That's very good. I remember just laughing out loud in the cinema. Not at that bit, but different bits in the film. I was in stitches. And sometimes, you know, you see these films, because it's a kid's film deep down. It's got to be. You see these kids' films and the joke, you can see the joke, but it's not that funny, but these are genuinely, genuinely well written. I like it.
Good. Yeah, I like it as well. Unlike you, I'm not sure I necessarily want to go and watch it again.
I don't think I would see it in the cinema again. But when it comes out on Blu-ray, I might pick it up.
But I'd probably say the same about Iron Man 3, which is the one I enjoyed the most. Again, I'm not necessarily sure I need to watch that again. Maybe I'll watch the end credits again. Because they were super cool.
Yeah. Well, watch Winter Soldier.
Have you seen the end? Well, you need to watch it again so you can watch the post-credits scene.
Hang
around for.
Which is... That is so unlike me. That is so unlike me. You know how... much of a completionist I am. I need to see every little bit thing.
It is completely like you. You fail to watch post-credits on loads of anime we watch.
Oh, that's different. Well, it's not different at all. It's exactly the same. But my excuse for not seeing it is because it's kind of got something in the credits anyway, so I thought, oh, that's the scene.
Well, yes, but, you know by now they do too.
I do know what happens at the end.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily go. I mean, I was excited to see it, but apparently it's just there as a joke.
Like, how does he look?
Not that great. He looks like it was a late addition, so it kind of looks like more rushed CG. Though apparently you can see him, the character who appears, you can see him earlier in the film.
In one of the collectors?
Yeah, his jars.
Okay. Oh, that's so frustrating. It's however many seconds it is, I want to see it. Just, you know, I know exactly what's said and what's happened, but...
And there's even more disappointing once you learn Seth Green's doing the voice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't want to see this anymore. I don't... not the credits. I just... You know, if they do a separate film with, you know, that character, I just don't care anymore.
Or he could make a guest appearance in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., maybe.
Oh, God. That's another boring... Yeah, you're right. All the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff tends to be pretty dull. Whatever they were thinking, making a full series about the S.H.I.E.L.D. politics and... See? Nick Fury's boring.
That's what makes Iron Man 2 a dog, is you've got that huge chunk in the middle where they just stop the film to talk about upcoming films and not the actual film you're watching. It's like, go away, Samuel L. Jackson.
Mind you, I say I was bored of him, but he's pretty good in Winter Soldier.
Well, maybe it's better once you actually do focus on S.H.I.E.L.D. rather than just have them constantly in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope with the Avengers 2, once they'll just be independent of S.H.I.E.L.D. in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see Avengers 2. I mean, I'd like to see some footage. I'd like to see a trailer, but...
Is that due next week? Next year?
Is it? Oh, I thought you meant a trailer was...
No, it was a film, I think. Oh, yeah, is that 2015?
Definitely, yeah. It'll be summer, surely. It'll be next year's big blockbuster.
Yeah, it'll probably be early, or it'll be spring, like, because they tend to put the first one out. April 24th in the UK.
Okay. And you know that film could be dog shit, and it's going to do so well. They could literally release anything, and it's going to be the biggest film of next year. 100%.
Who's Andy Serkis playing? He's in this cast list with no name against him. He's just going to be the body of the Ultrons. Maybe.
Don't read too much. Don't read too much.
Okay, I won't.
Good.
Or read as much as I like, maybe.
Well, don't read it. I don't know.
Don't read it to you.
Yeah. Do you like Josh Brolin as Thanos?
Yes, I did, yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yeah,
Thanos is a badass as well.
Yeah, I thought. I just thought his general attitude of, like, you're all beneath me. I don't even care that you've just twisted the head round of my sidekick. Yeah, I think everyone was generally okay. Karen Gillan's accent, I couldn't sometimes wavered from whatever she was going for.
I didn't even know who she was, Karen. What else was she in?
Doctor Who.
Oh, is this?
Yes. That's what people know her from.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can tell now. Yeah, I'll have to watch the new Doctor Who series. Peter Capaldi. See if he's good or not. Even if he is good, probably one episode.
I was going to say, he might be good. So you want TV. I wish they just do Doctor Who like Space Dandy at this point. Stop having... Don't have continuing stories. Just get a good writer, good director, and say, have a ball.
Have fun.
Each episode. Space Dandy is the... Space Dandy's kind of like Doctor Who. He wanders around the galaxy with a sidekick, doesn't he? So.
He's better than any Doctor Who. He's got lots of different versions.
That's true, yeah.
They could replace him with a different one. But even if he gets killed off, comes back the next episode anyway, so... It's all good. And I've been watching Sword Art Online?
No.
Neither have I.
I was annoyed when I went to look for pictures of the cartoon cat Heathcliff on Tumblr, and all I got was Sword Art Online 2 GIFs.
What, is there somebody in there called...
Heathcliff, apparently, yes. Mm.
can't even remember who it would be.
And he's not a ginger cat.
No, he's a boring-looking space marine thing. Like a big armor. Oh, no, he's that. Oh, that guy. Okay.
Have you caught up with Hunter yet?
I'm on episode 121.
Oh, you're getting there. I mean,
so I'm right at the end of this arc. I know that much.
Well, you're not.
Am I not, really?
No, you're another.
I'm under the impression that this is the end.
No.
So even in the manga, it is still... So
you're on episode 121, are you?
Yes.
You've got another 16 episodes, I think, before the next arc starts.
Which is that when the manga... I can start reading the manga again.
No, you've got to go through the... So there's one more arc before they get to where the manga is. After the Chimera Ant arc. But that's quite a short arc. And they're going flying straight through it. So I assume at that point the anime will stop.
Oh, so the anime's actually started that arc at the moment?
It started the arc previous to the Dark World Exploration, or Dark Continent Exploration arc.
Okay. I am loving the series. I can't wait to get up to date and just read it, you know. I have to worry about... that's another thing. I went to download some stuff on my iPad. Oh, it was full, and I couldn't understand why. It's because I downloaded every Shonen Jump ready to read in the future. So... Because they must be quite big files.
Yeah.
Then again, it is a lot of pages.
I was going to say, it can't be that bad. Or maybe it's worse on iPad than Android. I don't know. Because I've got loads on mine, and I've not taken up that much space.
Oh, I've got...
Have you got loads of Comixology stuff on there as well?
I have as well, which eats up a lot of space as well. But...
I was amused, and I don't know whether you can attest to this, but on the comments when Kurapika turned up, just like in the past five episodes, there's been like one shot of Kurapika, and people were mad. They were going, why is that series stealing character come back?
What? They don't like?
No, I think they didn't like when he became the focus of show.
I don't quite like... I don't know, he's a good character. I thought you were going to say people were going mad because he's, you know, he's back.
No, they were mad that he returned.
Idiots. God. I just like the Phantom Troop as well. Just give me a show about the Phantom Troop.
Well, I think you may be waiting a long time for that. Because they are nowhere to be seen.
That's frustrating. I just love when they turn up. They turn up in the Greed Island stuff briefly, and it's like, oh, yes. And then they just go again.
No, it's all, the next arc is all Zoldyck family and the Hunter Guild.
Oh, I love Zoldyck. Like, his grandfather and his father's, Killua's father and grandfather. Great. Great characters. Oh, you should watch it, because there's bits...
I am watching it at the moment,
Oh, I didn't know you were... Oh, right, I thought you were just reading.
No, I'm watching the last... Because something in the last chapter revealed something about a character, and so I wanted to go back, and actually, as this arc was currently running, the previous arc...
See what's actually going on.
And see if you can... If things they did reflect what we've learnt.
And does it?
Kind of.
Just your note.
There's a lot more Zoldyck stuff than I was expecting.
In the series?
In this arc. Given the name of the arc, most of the arc so far has been focused on something which doesn't relate to the name of it.
What's the name of the arc?
It's the 13th chairman election, I think.
Oh, okay.
13th Hunter chairman election.
Which I can pretty much predict why. At least I would expect so. I don't want to say it, because then it'll just affirm what I'm thinking. I don't want to... Spoilers. Spoiling for myself. Just by overthinking it.
It's been 3 years since the arc started, so...
Has it really?
Yes. In terms of the comic, since when that arc started. Because there was like a huge gap.
Of course.
Yeah, so like the Dark Continent arc started 2012, because he did one chapter of it and then went on hiatus for 2 years.
God, fans of that, like fans of the show who read it must... spit feathers when that happens.
I don't know if it's better or worse than Berserk is.
Well, that's coming back, isn't it? I'm sure somebody posts on Facebook, who's a big fan, I know, and he's like, oh, it's back, it's coming back. So, yeah. I should finish that, or at least start reading it again. Too much to read and watch.
You've been watching any more Terror in Tokyo?
I'm 2 episodes in.
Terran Resonance is whatever it's called.
Is it, have they only released 3 episodes? Because where I download fan subs, you know.
We don't have to. You can watch them streaming.
Where?
On whackanim.co.uk.
I've got to pay.
Not for free streaming.
But then I have ads.
No,
I might as well pay.
You have like one ad, if that, because sometimes the ads don't play anyway.
Oh, do they not?
Okay. No, the thing opens up and it just doesn't play.
Let them know. Oh, well, yeah, I see that's on episode 5.
Yes.
Are you up to date?
No, I watched the first episode. I can't be bothered to watch it anymore.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say, yeah. I know you weren't a big fan, but I was hoping you were going to say, yeah, I stuck with it.
Nah, I've watched Space Dandy. Because I'm watching Hunter Hunter now.
Oh, fair one.
What else have been watching? And I started watching the Lupin versus Conan film.
Started watching, why not? Finished.
Because it was time to go to bed. Okay. I'm just watching bits of it to see whether it might be a good podcast episode. It's much
and
better than the
moment?
TV special. Well, the problem is, I don't know if you watching it and you don't know the Conan characters. Yeah, whether you'd appreciate it as much. I think if you know both sets of characters, and I don't know all the Conan characters, but I've got the gist of the main ones, that it works quite well. Much better than the TV. Because Lupin really comes across as a dick when he's doing all the sort of stuff he normally does, books of the other characters who you love. It's like, those are nice characters, why are you doing that to them?
Is it because Conan's like the good guy in it, I presume.
Yes, and obviously Lupin's like the not quite so good guy. He's not the worst guy in it.
But does Conan team up with Zenigata?
Oh yes, Zenigata. He's teamed up with the other cops from.
Okay.
Because they do. In the previous one, he's teamed up with I can't remember the guy's name, but there's a guy who dresses pretty much like Zenigata in Conan. So in the previous one, they had them two sort of hanging out together most of the time.
Okay.
In this one, the more youthful detectives, like the rookie detectives, there's a woman and a man. The woman sort of leaps at the opportunity because she is in love. Lupin was her first love, apparently. But she wants to arrest her first love. And then Zenigata admits that he too also wants to arrest his first love, Lupin.
I'd be willing to watch it, but it might be lost on me if.
Yeah, but it kind of fits into the thing where how lots of these TV Lupin specials tend to have like some female cop will team up with Zenigata to chase Lupin and then be seduced by Lupin. So it's like she actually leapt into that role.
Ah, I see.
And it's also got Kaito Kid, the Lupin type character from Conan, show up in it. Which they're doing a TV series next season.
And what's that called?
Kaito Kid. K-A-I-T-T-O. They've done some specials of it.
Oh, I've seen him before.
Yeah.
Don't know where, but... Okay. And he's getting his own show.
Yeah, I assume it's adapting the... Because I think that he was in a series before they started the Conan series, so I guess it'd probably be doing that.
Bringing that out.
Or it might, because it's being done by A1 Pictures, but we can probably talk about that more on the preview episode.
Yeah, don't want to be losing content. Don't want to be giving them too much. Oh, we can't even have a game this week.
No, I've got a game you can play if you would like.
I would 100%.
Automatic winner. Do you want to play it?
Oh, go on then. I like games. Just test me as if...
Okay, it was called Whose Sidekick Am I Anyway? So I was going to give you a name of a sidekick, and you tell me who they sidekicked for.
Okay, lay it on me.
Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, is that from Superman?
You are correct.
Yes.
Robin.
Batman.
Yes. Lockheed.
Who?
Lockheed.
I have no idea.
Kitty Pryde. He's Kitty Pryde's dragon sidekick.
Okay.
Captain Haddock.
Oh, Tintin.
Yep. Snapper Carr.
Snap a card. That, I'm sure we've just, I've heard you say that name before. Is it somebody from One Piece? I don't know, but is it somebody
from
One Piece?
These are all from comics.
Oh, okay.
These are from anime or manga.
Okay, then. I'll pass. I don't know.
He was the Justice League sidekick. Oh. Walter the Wobot.
Pass.
Judge Dredd. He was Judge Dredd's robot sidekick for a while. Woozy Winks.
Pass.
Plastic Man sidekick. Dweeby Dickles. Dweeby. Dweeby. I think that's a, I think that's supposed to be a Brooklyn pronunciation of Derby.
Dweeby. Oh, Derby.
Dweeby Dickles.
Dweeby. Dweeby. I have no idea.
He was the Golden Age Green Lantern sidekick.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that guy.
Foggy Nelson.
Foggy Nelson. Now that rings a bell. I'm going to have to pass.
Daredevil.
Oh, God damn it.
Jim Rhodes.
Iron Man.
Yes. Bucky.
Captain America.
Nomad.
Pass.
Captain America.
Oh.
Falcon.
Captain America.
Yes. Demolition Man.
Wesley Snipes. No, I'll pass.
Captain America. Free Spirit.
Captain America?
Yes. Jack Flag.
That's got to be Captain America.
Yes. Rick Jones.
Captain America?
Yes. Rick Jones.
Ooh. Well, Red Skull?
No, the Hulk.
Oh, okay.
Rick Jones.
Spider-Man?
No, Captain Marvel.
Oh.
Rick Jones.
Thor?
No, Rom the Space Knight.
Definitely not getting that one.
Fat Man.
Fat Man. Pass.
Mr. America.
Okay.
Niles the Bouncing Cat.
Batman.
Speedball. So when Speedball got his powers, his cat also got the same powers.
Do you know who Speedball is?
He's a Marvel Comics character.
Before my time.
Wong.
Wong? Iron Fist.
No, Doctor Strange.
Oh.
Etta Candy.
I'll pass.
Wonder Woman. Newsboy Legion.
Spider-Man?
No, that's Guardian. Bob, Agent of Hydra.
Red Skull?
No, Deadpool.
Ah.
And finally, Arthur.
Arthur. I'm just going to... Nick Fury.
No, the Tick.
Oh, I don't know.
So you scored 9 out of 27.
Gosh. Were those 27 have been split between myself and Debbie?
I think Debbie might have done better than you.
I think Debbie would have known a lot of those. Especially those later ones that are just...
I don't think... Well, she might not know the Golden Age ones, but I think she'd have known Bob, Agent of Hydra.
Is he a good guy?
Well, he's as good as Deadpool is.
Oh, okay. See what he looks like.
He looks like an agent of Hydra. That's the joke.
Oh.
Is that he's just a guy called Bob who worked in Hydra.
Here's a question for you, speaking of Deadpool. You know that CGI thing that they did?
Yes.
Was that the voice of Jason Mantzoukas?
No, I think it was supposed to be your man.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Because I'm really not too sure, and I'm not... Has it been even confirmed whose voice... If you listen to that, I am sure it is Jason Mantzoukas, I swear. You rewatch that, people.
Oh, do I have to?
Well, just skip to his voice. I it doesn't sound like Ryan Reynolds, for goodness gracious.
Yeah, it could be somebody else doing the stand-in voice. Because it was only like a technical test, wasn't it? suppose.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people were going crazy. It was all right.
It was too obviously CG. And it's like, I think the problem is there's not enough stunt. Well, you don't want to pay a stunt actor a full actor's wages, I think is the problem. Because who is the one? There's like only one notable suit actor, isn't there, in Hollywood, and that's Doug Jones, and he's the wrong shape to play Deadpool. I suppose. Yeah, well, Andy Serkis as well.
Add Stefan to him.
But
could bulk him up.
Well, no, you couldn't make him shorter, though, could you?
No. Well, they do it in The Hobbit.
Do they make him shorter in The Hobbit?
No. They do. You know, they make Elijah Wood and all them lot look clever.
But yeah, I think it's a mistake when people think you can't get, just because you can't see their lips moving or their eyes, that the acting doesn't work, because he's played eyeless, mouthless creatures and he's been pretty great doing them. So I'm sure you've just got to find the right actor who can do that sort of, there must be mimes you can employ.
Yeah, I'm not the only one who thinks of Jason Mantzoukas. If you Google, there's a few people who've, because apparently back in 2013 there was Deadpool goes for a job interview. I'm sure it's him, you know.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I would love to tweet him to ask him.
He does not have a Twitter.
Oh, he doesn't? That's always a... Yes.
Still does not have a Twitter, as he always
says. I'll ask him. What's he called?
Paul Scheer.
Paul Scheer, yeah. I was going to say Tom Schafer. Who's Tom Schafer?
I don't know.
There's somebody called Tom Schafer who's in comedy. I'm sure there is. Nope, there's not.
But no, I'd be more inclined to watch a Deadpool film with Jason Mantzoukas playing.
Yeah, that would be, you know, that voice is a good voice.
But I don't know, and nor do I particularly care, because I'm sure they won't get around to doing it.
Yeah. See, it's funny, they had a big thing on the internet where it was, tweet about it, tweet and make this happen. No, because I'll go and see it if it comes out. I'll probably watch it and I might enjoy it.
But I'm sure if they were interested, they would have worked him into the last X-Men film.
I don't see why they're against it.
Well, maybe Ryan Reynolds is still hoping that he'll get called back to do Green Lantern again.
I've not even seen that. I remember looking forward to that film pre-release, and then as soon as it came out, I heard how bad it was, and I've seen clips. Hollywood need to get a grip. In fact, no, they don't. They're doing an all right job at the moment, but they're fine how they are, but just be careful what they're doing.
What else have we got coming out this year?
Ant-Man? No, Ant-Man's not this year, is it?
I'm just looking at general films. Not
necessarily. Oh, okay. Thought we were on a comic rush.
Sin City, A Dame to...
A Dame to Kill. That, did you see the trailer for that?
I did.
It looks great.
Does it?
Sin City holds
I was like, are we still doing this?
It looks great.
In 2014. Yeah,
it looks weirdly good. I know what you're saying. It does look a little weird at times.
I think the visuals have dated pretty badly.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have Sin City.
I really love Sin City, watching it when it came out in the cinemas.
Oh, great film.
But rewatching it now, it's pretty hard going.
When I was watching that trailer in the cinema, I was like, yes. Because the first film's bloody 2005, nearly 10 years. That is a crazy thing to think. God. No, I'm definitely on board for that. Something else good coming out, I'm sure there is.
Are they like Frank Miller directs any of it this time?
After
The Spirit, is he not? Oh, he is co-directing it, yeah.
Is he? He's probably fine as long as he's got somebody who knows what they're doing, kind of letting them give him a little bit of stuff to do, and then he'll be happy. But The Spirit, I turned that off after like 10 minutes. What else is out this year? I'm sure there's something I'm really excited for. I'm sure there is. Star Wars, is that out this year?
No, I think that's the next Christmas.
Mad Max. Is that out this year?
If it is, did you see the trailer?
It's
May next year. I did see the trailer.
Damn it. That looks pretty good.
Mad Max team up with Tank Girl. That's what it looked like.
apparently Kung Fu Panda 3 is out this year.
I didn't see two.
I love the first.
I heard it's not as good as the first.
That's a hard one to live up to, I think. Yeah, I suppose it's...
Your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ugh, no. I did want to go and see it, but the more... I'm not expecting it to be good, but the more I hear about how bad it is, like, literally...
Well, maybe that's why they're leaving it till October for us in the UK, so we'll have forgotten.
Oh, you can't forget.
Box Trolls, that was one of the trailers.
Oh, I remember seeing the trailer of that. That looked all right.
Yeah, it's like, or is it Henry Selick directing? No, it's not, but it is Leica doing the...
I wouldn't mind seeing The Legend of Hercules as well.
Yeah, I think I got better reviews than... Oh, there's The Equalizer, the remake, with Denzel Washington as Edward Woodward's character.
Oh, hold on, not The Legend of Hercules. What's the Dwayne...
It's just called Hercules, I think.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see The Legend of Hercules.
Oh, you've seen their... They may be showing Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, at Leeds.
In cinemas in the UK, yeah. So yeah, it may be at Leeds.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Don't you want to see it on the big screen with lots of people?
Well, yes and no. It's just, I'd much rather see something fresh and new, or something I'd not.
Well, that's going to be fresh and new to most people.
It will. It will.
Though, on the other hand, maybe lots of Dragon Ball fans will have done the same as we did and watched our, yeah.
I would imagine if they had any sense, they probably would, because, you know, there was nothing to give away that it was ever going to come out, so you might as well.
Nah. Well, yes, the Christmas movie is Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh.
With Adam Scott replacing your man, whose name I've forgotten.
Your man. I can't remember who.
Cusack.
Oh. See, I can't remember if I've seen Hot Tub Time Machine. No, I've seen Grown Ups. I always get them muddled up.
Why have you seen
Grown Ups? I don't know.
What did you do wrong to deserve that?
If I recall, I quite enjoyed it.
You're a big Sandler fan, aren't you? Or more a Kevin James man?
Oh, no, I like Adam Sandler. I like some Adam Sandler.
I don't like any Adam Sandler stuff.
Even Click.
Why would that be the one you go to?
Punch Drunk Love, alright, Punch Drunk Love.
That's even Click. I mean, even of the comedies, that's not the one people normally go to.
I don't like Little Nicky much.
Has nobody Happy Gilmore's the one people go to when you say
Happy
that.
Gilmore's alright. I prefer Waterboy.
Oh, that was the other one as well. Those two are the ones where people are likely to go to, but not to Click. That's the first time I've heard anyone go... Stand up for Click and say, how can you?
Apparently there's a Grown Ups too. Didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. That'd be the one.
Is that like the seventh one? I feel like there's so many of them films.
Oh, The Hobbit, Battle of Five Armies.
I've not seen the second
one. Talking of things which there are so many films of. The Penguins of Madagascar film. I hear Madagascar 3 is supposed to be quite good.
See, but as you know, I would have to see 1 and 2 first.
I've seen 1. Well, I enjoyed 1.
Oh, dear.
There's the Paddington film.
Oh, okay. What kind of... Is it CGI or...?
I believe it's live action with a CGI bear. Because they recast it, didn't they? Because they thought Colin Firth's voice wasn't suitably Paddington enough. Hmm. So it's now... Ben Whishaw, whoever he is. Oh, he's Q from the Bond movies.
No.
Anything else unknown? And Nativity 3, why?
Oh, I've seen a bit of, I don't know whether it was the first one or the second one. It's so bad.
This one apparently is called Dude, Where's My Donkey?
Do you know anything about the film?
I've seen the posters, and I know that I would not want to go and see them.
I can't remember which one. Oh my god, I watched it, and I thought it was going to be quite funny, but I've seen Nativity 2. Has it got David Tennant in it?
Yeah, I think he's in those films.
Danger in the Manger. It's terrible.
I tried watching the Harry Hill film.
I
love Harry Hill, and that is not a good film.
But I'm when I watched Nativity 2, it felt like was set. Is this a TV show? It might as well be a TV show. The way, like, the visual look of it is, doesn't look like a film at all. It's, oh, it's awful. Really so, so bad. Oh, not even in a Christmas mood could I could stomach that film, seriously.
What's it got on the trailers here? Book of Life. That's that Del Toro animation.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's that's perked me up. Yeah, are you sure it's Del Toro?
Yes. Because his name's at the top of this poster.
What doing that?
He's producing.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he's... I like that guy, so...
And making sure Ron Perlman's in it.
Is he in it, is he?
Yeah, of course he is.
He does have a great voice anyway, so he should be in.
But he puts Ron Perlman in everything, doesn't he? So.
He does like Ron.
As he should.
Yeah. I want a new Hellboy film, that's what I'm after.
I mean, if I was making films and I knew Ron Perlman, I'd put Ron Perlman in everything.
Give me a Hellboy 2. 3.
3. It wasn't 2.
I know.
You have to be given that.
It was pretty good. It's a good film.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Comic book films done like fun comics should. Too much grit.
Oh, Expendables 3. Here we go. Here's the thing.
We had I always feel like that's been out ages because I know there's been a torrent.
I've now... They are following me on Twitter now. They're following everybody who mentions Expendables, but I don't feel...
Oh, they follow you?
Yeah, if you say Expendables, if you talk about Expendables, their official account will follow you.
Oh, I'm going to mention them to start and get a follow. I'm not even joking. See, I've heard it's terrible. I've heard the third film is such a disappointment.
I'm sure. I mean, I've not watched the first two. I can easily believe it's terrible. However,
the first film's fine.
This one has the added bonus of Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Wesley Snipes.
I mean, how can it be bad? Look at that lineup. Look at that lineup.
Assorted mixed martial artists. Antonio Banderas.
He looks like a...
Kelsey Grammer.
Harrison Ford. Oh, I'm going to have to watch it now.
Lucy, are you interested in watching that when it comes here?
The Scarlett Johansson film.
Yeah, with the bogus science behind it.
Yeah, I watched the trailer and I thought... It's going to be one of those films where it's just... That's all it is to it. I don't know. I don't think it'll be that good. I would consider giving it a look, but I'll not be going to the pictures to see it. Put it that way. I'll wait. More than happy to wait.
Righty-ho. I think that's a wrap-up of an episode which has gone much longer.
I know.
By not talking about the topic.
I know. More about not Avengers Confidential than needed. That's great.
Right, we'll hopefully be back next week.
Yeah, don't know what for yet, though.
Finally, we've got a guest. Mm. Or if we don't have a guest, I'm sure we can rattle something up. It's not on Hulu or Netflix and...
Everywhere else.
Everywhere else. So, as always, you can find this podcast on dynamiteinthebrain.com, on facebook.com/dynamiteinthebrain, and on iTunes. So why not subscribe and write a review? So the more people can find out about the... superheroes that are dynamite in the brain. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That felt so half-assed.
That is correct. It was.
Superheroes.
That's because I was about to read what was already written in there for a previous episode.
Oh. Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.